Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by Black Swamp Percussion. School's back in full swing, and by now you probably have a good sense of what gear you'll need this semester.
No need to stress. Black Swamp Percussion and Steve Weiss Music have teamed up to bring you the Fall Sound Solution Project. From September 23rd to October 7th, you can save 15% on a huge lineup of snare drums, tambourines, triangles, accessories, and more. It's the perfect chance to upgrade your setup and save some cash.
Personally, I'm a big fan of Black Swamp's Mercury Series snare drum. I've had one for several years, and it's my go-to for any gig. It's super versatile, it sounds great in any situation. Whatever you need, this sale's got you covered.
No promo codes, no hoops to jump through. Just head over to Steve Weiss Music, grab your favorite Black Swamp gear, and lock in those savings. The Fall Sound Solution Project. Your sound, your solution, your savings. Hey guys, welcome back to Percussion Perspective. This is Kevin, and on today's episode, I am going to be answering a question from an email that we got from a listener. The listener's name is Finnegan, and Finnegan, thank you so much for the awesome email with all that information, and we appreciate the question about Remy and I's personal stick and mallet choices that we like to use. And so we're going to answer that question. Remy and I are both going to answer that in separate episodes, kind of to keep it a little bit brief and to be able to get a few more episodes out for you guys, because that is our goal. And we do apologize for kind of that long break during the summer. We just got busy, and even though you kind of think summer breaks are not busy, they just still are. And so we had some struggle getting us together, or getting the two of us together, I should say, to get some episodes done. So we are going to each record these separately and get, you know, dual episodes out for you guys. So I'm going to talk about kind of maybe back to when I was in high school and into college and what I use now in regards to sticks and mallets and all the things. So hope you guys enjoy this, just listening to me by myself. So I'm going to start with snare drum sticks. So the sticks that I probably used in high school and the sticks that I have my students get right off the bat are the SD1 Generals by Vic Firth. And I will say this toward the beginning of the episode that Remy and I are both Vic Firth educators. And what that really means is that we, back in college, we used Vic Firth all the time. Our percussion director, Wayne Bovenshin, encouraged us to use them because I think he is an artist of Vic Firth. And so, you know, when we got our sticks and mallets, you know, we pretty much everybody in the studio kind of got all Vic Firth stuff because that's what we did. And so a lot of these things, pretty much all of the recommendations that I'm going to talk about in this episode are all Vic Firth recommendations. So I'll try not to say Vic Firth 15,000 times in this episode, but here we go. So again, SD1 Generals, I think that they are just a very, you know, old school classic snare drum stick that is a really good stick for beginners and just overall playing. That's what I started with. That's what I have my students start with. And I just think that they're a classic. So you can't go wrong with an SD1 General for just general concert, snare drum, toms, etc., all that kind of stuff. Not a big fan of them on cymbals, but definitely on just natural snare drum stuff, it's really good. And I like the length of them, and I like the feel of them, and I think they're just a good stick for a beginner to use. So then I do have kids when they get older, maybe a freshman, sophomore, junior, kind of when they're starting to really get serious about those aggressive etudes and stuff like that, they always kind of ask me, can I upgrade my stuff? You know, can I get better drumsticks or new drumsticks? And, you know, maybe by the time they are getting into high school, you know, it is time for them to maybe get a new pair of sticks. You know, maybe they have, you know, ruined their SD1s or whatever. So the sticks that I have been using recently are the Jake Nisley signature sticks, and they're part of Vic Firth's Symphonic collection, kind of a newer collection, or I guess it's not a newer collection, but it's a newer line that they've come out with maybe in the last, 5 years. So The Jake Nisleys, and I really like those because I really enjoy the taper that they have toward the butt end of the stick. I think that it just adds a good weight to them. And they are the laminated birch line of the Symphonic collection. They've got kind of the laminated birch and then the persimmons. I really like those. I actually like them because in college, probably the only snare drum sticks that I used, kind of, I guess it was probably end of high school. Maybe I got them early on in college. I don't really remember. But I got the ProMark Tom Freer orchestral stick, and it's a very similar shape to that. It kind of has that very circular bead that again has that taper down toward the butt end of the stick. Someone in college before me had those, and I liked them, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna get a pair of those. So I got those, and those eventually kind of, you know, got worn out, but I used those a lot. And then when I saw those Jake Nisleys, I was like, I'm gonna get those. So I got those, really liked them. And those are kind of my go-tos, and that's my go-to to show students, you know, if they decide that they want to get a new pair of snare drum sticks. A pair I also used in college was the Ted Atcats, which, again, is part of that Symphonic collection, but it's kind of the original version of the Symphonic collection before they've upgraded. Those are persimmon. I don't like the weight of those as much as I do the Jake Nisleys now. I think I've grown into a heavier snare drum stick. And I was a fan of them in college. That's kind of what my professor used at the time, but those are good. I eventually just found that the bead was a little too big and wanted a different shape. Like, I didn't really prefer the shape of that bead. I really, you know, I find that the Jake Nisleys are a way better stick for me and my playing. So those are the two snare drum sticks that I use. I also like the Symphonic Collection SCS1, which I believe those are also a persimmon. I could be wrong on that. I don't think that they're the laminated birch. They have a little bit of a lighter touch to them. So, but they're similar to the Jake Nisleys, except they just don't have that taper that that the Nisleys have. So those are pretty much my SD1 general go-tos. Wow, that didn't make any sense. Those are my concert snare drum go-tos. That I play with, and then I have my students play with. So if I move on to marching band, all throughout college, I liked the Ralph Hardimans for both snare and tenor. The snare Ralph Hardimans, and then they have a Ralph Hardiman tenor stick. I like that the tenor sticks have a little bit of a less length to them, because you don't really need that big of a length when you're playing on quads. But I like the Ralph Hardimans. I use those in college all the time. My students actually are not as big of a fan of the Ralph Hardimans. Not really sure why. I think that they think that they break a lot, but I have really never had that big of a problem with the, you know, the longevity of those sticks. So I like those. One thing I do for my kids, I let my snare students pick what sticks they want, you know, within reason. So I kind of let that. We've used the Roger Carters. We've used the Beasts before. We've used the Hannum sticks. So, you know, I kind of let them have free rein to pick what sticks that they would like to play with. But I'm a big fan of the Ralph Hardimans. This year they're using the Roger Carters. Just play around with them and figure out what you like. But I've always been a go-to for the Ralph Hardimans for marching stuff. I think they just have a good feel to them. They're kind of my favorite. They have a good weight to them. I like the beads. So yeah. The Ralph Hardimans for tenors and snare are my favorite. So if we move on to drum set, when I was in high school, I was a big, you know, as most young kids are. I don't know if as much kids nowadays. I mean, I'm not that old, but it seems like the kids are not as obsessed with them. But the Buddy Riches were my go-to. And the Buddy Riches sticks were my first introduction to the signature line. Like, that was the first signature line pair of drumsticks I think that I got. I think I probably just went to, you know, Guitar Center or something and was like, oh, those are cool. And, you know, Buddy Rich is Buddy Rich. So I like those. I actually am not, though, a fan of them now as much as I was back then, because I'm not a big fan of kind of the neck of the stick just seamlessly going into the bead. And I'm not a big fan, honestly, of the of the sound that it gets on a cymbal. I think I just prefer that a different bead style than the Buddy Rich's, but I used those all in college and they did fine for me, obviously. But the my go-to for drum set now, these are pretty much always going to be in my stick bag, is the new-ish. I keep saying new for some of these things, but they're not. The Freestyle 55As are my go-to right now. I really like the 55As. I like the feel of them, but that Freestyle addition to them, if you don't know what that was, they kind of styled them over a freeboard. No, that's not what it's called. A longboard, sorry. Where it's just the same stick, essentially, but they just added length to it, you know, so you're not reaching for stuff around the drum set quite as much. So I really like those. Those have been my go-to. I like the bead. I like the weight. I like the Freestyle 55As. And then I also like the Ash Sewn Signature Sticks. Those are definitely much shorter. And after you've played with those Freestyles, a lot of sticks just seem really short, but the Ash Sewn Signatures are good. I've actually only played with one pair of those, but I actually really like them. Funny story about them, the pair that I got were basically completely different shades. I don't know if the sealant, they kind of have like a clear coat over them, not really sure why. But those were completely different shades when I got them in from Vic Firth. But they feel the same. So, you know, I don't know what happened with the I don't know what happened with the production of that certain pair. I don't know if all of those Ash Sewns come like that. I would assume that they don't all come like that, but anyway, I liked those a lot. The bead's kind of a round but flat, kind of has like a flat to it, but I like what it sounds like. I like the weight of them. I also use the Benny Greb signatures. I've liked those a lot. Those are a shorter stick again, but with they have like a little bit more of a beefiness to them. I would say that they almost feel like an SD1 General, but they have, you know, a tapered good bead for a cymbal sound. So those are the top three of my drum set sticks. I really haven't used much other ones. My only other recommendation that I like is the American Custom SD4, which I think that they kind of advertise that as a combo stick. So like, if you were to get one pair of sticks, they'd be good for drum set and they'd be good for concert percussion, you know, or whatever you would want to use it for. I've actually been using those pretty much on all of my, you know, if you follow me on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, all of my drum set videos pretty much feature those SD4s, because those are the ones that I have just chilling on my drum set right now. But those are good ways. Also, when it comes to drum set, I don't think it matters what drumsticks you use. You know, it's a lot more important how you sound when you play, and the quality of your playing, I think, is more important than really caring about the stick. So, you know, don't fret about, you know, the sticks that you have. If you kind of don't really enjoy the pair of sticks that you have, that's fine. Go get a different pair. But it, what you're playing on the drum set is more important than the sticks that you have. That's just kind of my little caveat there. But anyway, yes, find the sticks that you like. Obviously, that's important. A lot of people love having their sticks that they like. But those are my drum set sticks. A few alternatives that kind of don't really fall into a category, I guess. But I love the American Custom SD12s. They're also called the Swizzles by Vic Firth. Those things are great for mostly concert percussion, where you've got to, you know, play something with sticks and then flip over if you need to do a suspended cymbal roll, or you need to play on the toms and have less of a woody attack. They basically just have it's an SD1 with a felt mallet on the end of them. And I love those. I mean, I use those pretty much every year for percussion ensemble. Those are a pair of sticks that I would pass out to some kid if they have like a bass drum part that's really articulate or anything like that. So I love those. And then for brushes, I use the Jazz brushes and the Live Wires from Vic Firth. You know, the Jazz brushes are the ones with the white handle. I just use those. And then the Live Wires are the ones with the red handles, and they have little beads on the end of them for like more attack if you want a little bit of a beefier, you know, little metallic sound. They have little bitty beads on the end of each one of them. And those are really fun. They just kind of a little bit of a different implement. And then the I have been, over the last year or so, I've been messing around with those, the Remix African grass brushes. It's literally just a handle with some African grass put into it. Those are really fun for just a really washy snare sound. I haven't really used them on anything else. I think they're kind of meant to be used on like a cajon or like a one of those, like a cajon with beads in the bottom, you know, just kind of like an alternate implement for different sounds and stuff like that. So those are kind of my go-tos for any, you know, alternative implements. And I think that's how they're actually categorized on Vic Firth's website. But yeah, so those are kind of all my sticks. Like that's kind of what live in my stick bag for concert percussion, marching percussion, drum set, alternative implements, stuff like that. So if we move on to mallets, for keyboards, I love the Van Sizes. The M124s are basically the go-to for what I have my students purchase. I don't have my younger kids purchase those just because of the price tag, you know? I understand why mallets are expensive. They're you know, just the way that they have to be, you know, made. What word am I actually looking for? Produced. There we go. That happens to me too often. But yeah, the way that they're produced, I don't understand that fully. But they're pricey, and so, but when once kids get into high school, and I, definitely those kids that are getting really really serious about, you know, concert percussion and marimba playing, and you know, if they're really focused on Allstate and they want to play really good marimba solos and stuff like that, then I'll recommend those mallets to them. And I'll kind of talk about the line of them too, and not just the 124s, kind of the whole line of the Van Sizes. And I actually had used, I actually this year for marching band, I am crazy enough trying to use those because I wanted something that wasn't as heavy. And in marching band, I had been using the Vic Firth multi-application series, the black line of mallets, but those things I have found, especially paired with maybe an older, you know, multi-frame marching Yamaha Acoustalon marimba, they're so loud. I mean, I'm sorry, they're not loud. They're so heavy. I feel like when you get those kids to really play out, it just like shakes the instrument. So I was having, you know, issues with my marimba microphones, just making a lot of noise. And I was like, I want something a little bit lighter. I was going to try the Ian Grom mallets, but when I was purchasing mallets, they were, you know, out of stock. What seemed like indefinitely for a long time. So I got the M124s, and they're working out okay. I'm a little worried about the longevity of them because of the, you know, they're just not meant for the constant, you know, marching world. So didn't want to go with those, but I like the weight of them, and we'll see how they end up by the end of the season. So I like the M124s. The Van Sice line is great for mallets. If you want to have a cheaper option for your kids, the American Custom M3s, I think those are the yellow ones. Those are good for young students. You know, by the time your kids are in seventh grade, for me, I have my kids in sixth grade get the M409 rubber mallets for my beginners, because what we have in our middle school is just like a bunch of mostly xylophones to play on. So it makes sense that they get rubber mallets, and those rubber mallets are useful as they get older as well. But those M3s, I have my kids get marimba mallets when they're in seventh grade, and for a cheaper alternative, those M3s are a good alternative, and I think they sound just fine. And they last a good amount of time, too. I've had kids graduate with them from high school, so those are good. And then the Pro Vibe series, which technically are Balters, but I believe that Vic Firth bought out Balter, so they own them. So I got those this year for Vibes, for marching and concert, and I think those have been really good. I got probably the medium and then the harder ones. I think I got whatever they are, blue and green. So those Pro Vibes are pretty good. I haven't actually played them myself, though, so it's just been my kids using them, but they like them. I think the weight is good. Again, I really wasn't a fan of all of those mallets that are advertised for marching band. For a lot of them are just really dang heavy. And so, especially for like younger kids who might like literally need something a little bit more lighter to play runs or something like that. Like I've had kids limited by the weight of their mallet, you know, and so going a little bit lighter helps. Moving on. For xylophone, for my beginners, I already said this, the M409s are the mallets I have my beginners get. They're literally just that basic rubber mallet with, you know, with a really long handle. The handle's really long on them. Don't know why, but it works. It's fine. And they get those. And those are good for what we use in our classroom. And then they're also good for, like, wood blocks later on. And, you know, that's, I guess that's kind of it. But they're useful as they get older. And then for bells, I just get the M424s, which are just like the nylon, just the regular old nylon mallets. I don't have students buy those individually. I guess I could, but I just, you know, kids always have to already pay a decent amount for stuff. So I try to like, you know, a kid, it makes sense for a kid to have a pair of marimba mallets, but having their own bell mallets, maybe not as necessary, especially if they may even go the entire year without playing the bells. So we provide those. And then my favorite rubber mallets are the M412s, which are the blue synthetic rubber mallets. And I think those are my favorite for wood blocks. I don't have the kids buy those either. But those are, I think those create like the best wood block. You know, the sound really pops. And those are kind of my favorite for those. So the M412s for wood blocks. And then for timpani, moving on to timpani. And I really hope on this list I haven't skipped any kind of stick or mallet. I guess I'll find out later on. But for timpani, I love the American Custom, just old T1s. Those things are great. That's what I get my students purchase. I really think it, as long as they have a pair of timpani mallets. And again, that's going to be part of the seventh grade, you know, mallet purchase if they, if especially when they're going into those honor band years in seventh grade. Just have them get the American Custom T1s. And if I have parents ever kind of contact me and they're like, hey, like I can't purchase these, I always come back to them with the Liberty One series from Steve Weiss. They're essentially half the price. I really don't know the quality difference. I know that the handle is a little bit different. Like, you're not going to have that taper up towards the you know, the felt on a timpani mallet. So the feeling could be a little bit different. They might seem like they're a little bit cheaper in quality. I mean, they are cheaper. So I'm not really sure about the longevity of those mallets, but, you know, in the short term of things, they are definitely a cheaper option for kids who might need a cheaper option. So the Liberty One series for mallets, sorry, the Liberty One series from Steve Weiss is just fine. And then when kids get older and they're really starting to focus again on that all-state stuff where they're playing maybe some etudes that, you know, are very articulate or have a lot of 16th notes, a lot of things that maybe your general mallet won't, you might not be able to hear those 16ths. I mean, especially all-state etudes. Every year there's like 16th note runs and patterns and stuff like that that you just can't hear very well if you know, you're not able to have like a mallet that's articulate. So I like the Tim Genis signature from Vic Firth, the articulates. So it's the GEN7 are really good. Anytime a kid's auditioning for Allstate, I'm like, hey, it would be a good thing if you're taking this really seriously to get these mallets, because you are going to come across to the judge as a clearer player. They're going to hear those 16th notes better, and they're going to be able to tell what you're doing. And even leading into, I'll have kids who might be going into college. And again, those are a good mallet to have. So, yeah, those Gen 7. And again, the Tim Genis series is going to be a more expensive signature line, or a more expensive timpani line than those American Customs are. But again, you're getting a little more research and development and possibly a better sounding, you know, mallet or stick than maybe the American Customs. So yeah, that is an insight into the sticks and the mallets that I like to use. And I hope you guys, you know, enjoy those recommendations and stuff like that. At the end of the day, I really think, again, the quality of what you're playing, you know, what you're playing, how you sound, your technique, all that stuff is more important than the sticks that you're using. You know, I have sometimes my kids that are like, I really need this pair of sticks or mallets to be able to sound good. And I'm like, no, you don't. It's I mean, yes, sometimes a mallet choice could change a little bit, but get in there, get in the practice room, and work your butt off a lot more than worrying about what stick and mallet that you use, you know. But again, there's also something cool about figuring out the kind of sticks and mallets that you like. So it goes both ways. But again, always prioritize the practicing, prioritize being really good at playing, and have fun with the gear part later. Again, I want to thank Finnegan for sending in that message. And again, all those nice words. And hopefully you guys can look out for Remy's episode talking about this as well. And also, guys, don't forget about the Fall Sound Solution Project. From September 23rd to October 7th, you can save 15% on Black Swamp gear at Steve Weiss Music. No code needed, just great instruments and great savings. As always, thank you guys for listening to the podcast and supporting us, and I hope to see you in the next one. Thank you.